Shalom Aleichem, welcome everybody as we prepare for Shabbat Shira, Parshas Vishalach. This week, a good chaver was kind enough to bring me a sefer they put out from Rav Druk on Sefer Shemais. Rav Druk is someone who's Shal Shud Shurim I attended the last dozen years or so when I was in Eretz Yisrael. Tremendous pikeach in understanding people and tying it to the parasha. And I'd like to start with a couple of artloch from Rav Druk on this week's parasha. These artloch are him, insights into people that come from the parasha. Let me start from Perek Vav, Pasuk of Days. The Shira ends right before Pasuk of Days. You have Oz Yashir, and then Vatikach Miriam, and then Asamach. Then it says, Vayasa Moshe Yisrael Miyamsuf, Vayetzu Amid Bashur. Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael from the Yamsuf, they traveled, Vayechu Shleshes Yamim Bamid Bar Veloy Matsu Moyim. Somehow there's a sequence. The Pasuk mentions that they left the Yamsuf, and in the same Pasuk, bang, 3 days without water. The connection between leaving the Yamsuf and the Veloy Matsu Moyim is what we're going to try to explain. We'll be back to Rashi. Vayasa Moshe is Yisrael Miyamsuf. Rashi says, what is Vayasa? Yisiyon Bal Karchan. Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them to leave against their will. She'itru Mitzrayim Esuseim Tachshit Yisavik Yasef Avonim Tayvais. The bees of the Yamsuf included gold, silver, and valuable stones, and Yidin were taking them, loading up with the bees of Sayyam, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to pull them to leave. Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael Biyamsuf. Rav Druk mentioned the maisa that happened with his grandfather. He prints the name of a certain wealthy man who lived in Yerushalayim. I don't recall the name. And Rav Druk Zeiga had gone to visit him. He came into a fancy, elaborate house with servants walking to and fro. And when he came into him, there was a beautiful table set with the meal, the breakfast meal, which was about to take place. However, when this wealthy Nadiv came in and he sat down to eat, he ate half of a lachmania, half of a bread, and then he stopped. It seems they had a certain illness which did not allow him to be able to eat and properly enjoy his meals. Later, when Rav Druk Zeiga left, he was going outside and he happened to pass a Shayev Mayim, somebody who had a very menial task. He was somebody who drew water and carried it to people's homes in Yerushalayim. And this man was eating a sandwich with some vegetables and enjoying it. And he learned from that, he said, that wealth is not everything. There are times that people have wealth and they can't enjoy it. They can't. It's either emotional reasons or physical reasons. Money is not everything. This is something that Rav Druk Zeiga passed down to his Heineklach. Rav Druk said, now I understand the connection here in the Pasuk. Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael Miyamsuf. The Yidden had just left Mitzrayim. From the Heilig night of Karban Pesach, Bris Milah, and suddenly they were intoxicated by seeing so much gold, silver, and valuable stones. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't pull them away. It was very hard to get them to leave. Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael Miyamsuf. Suddenly they were very wealthy men, every single one of them. Rabbeinu Shalom showed them. Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael Miyamsuf. They have everything. And suddenly they had nothing. With all the gold and silver, they didn't have water. Can't drink the money. It showed Klal Yisrael that wealth does not solve all problems. And as they write there in the Sefer, Rav Druk said, "Pa'amim rabbis adam sefer kiim raki yamai kesef hakal yavei amakaymai." All he's missing in life is a better income, or more wealth. We'll have the money, everything will be fine. So nishtazai, human beings are challenged. Sometimes when a person has the money, the Rabbeinu Shalom has to remind him that the money is not everything. So this is a beautiful insight into the Vayasa Moshe. Agav, I'd like to mention that I had mentioned a number of weeks ago. In Dikduk, there's something called Binyan Kaved. When you have a verb, and there's a dogesh in the middle letter of the verb, that dogesh indicates a change in meaning. Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael. Yasa usually means that they go voluntarily. Vayasa means that Moshe forced them to leave. This binyan kaved is a dogesh in the Samach. Vayasa Moshe, I had mentioned it in regarding to shlichus, sending someone on a job to come back to fulfill some type of a giving of a message or buying something. The word is shalach, shalach. When you send someone away, you want to get them out of, away from you, it's shalach, it has a dogesh in the lamed, binyan kaved, it changes the meaning from sending a messenger to getting rid of someone. Here's another example, vayasa, it's something that you get used to noticing as you're on chumash. Alright, that was Perek Tezvav. Rav Shuch has another beautiful part on Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chav. And the man, okay? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't leave over any month until the next day. There were people, presumably Nadav and Aviyu, rather Dasa Vatiram, excuse me, who left Mon till the next day. And it became wormy and it became spoiled. Moshe Rabbeinu was angry at them. Now, when it says Vayiktsayf, it's only a few places in the Torah that actually uses the lashon of ketzef of anger. It means there was something significant to be angry about, not just that they didn't listen to him. Here, l'chayre would seem for Klal Yisrael that this was a good event that took place. Klal Yisrael saw that if you don't listen to Moshe and you leave them on, it becomes wormy, it becomes spoiled. Isn't that wonderful? Why did Moshe become angry over it? So here, again, Rav Druk says a pshat, which is an insight based on a Meshech Chachma. He brings in the Meshech Chachma. Why was it so that they only had one day's food each time the month fell? Of course, on Shabbos, 2 days' worth. The reason was to be Mashrish Emunah in Klal Yisrael. They should be Maminim, even though they don't know where their food is going to come from the next day. They rely on the Bari Eilam for their sustenance. Moshe Rabbeinu upset. Because until this incident, Klal Yisrael collected mon, and every night the mon, they were obligated, they had to finish all of the mon. Naturally, they had a Yetzirah to leave some food for the next day. Where are they going to get food from? So this was a tremendous Messiah for them, and they passed the Messiah. Klal Yisrael didn't leave anything over. Moshe Rabbeinu said, eat it today and have faith. They did so. Now, doesn't Aviram come? They leave it all over for the next day, and it becomes spoiled. So Moshe Rabbeinu realized that now, Klal Yisrael won't have a Messiah every night. Of course, they'll finish the month. Whatever they finish, they know, will become spoiled and wormy before the next day. So suddenly, their kiyum of this mitzvah of finishing the mon each night will not be lishma. It won't be because they have betachat no faith. It's going to be because they know there's no sense of leaving it over. Vayiktsayf Moshe. Thus, Aviram cheated Klal Yisrael out of a tremendous maisa, a tremendous action that was a schus in the midas habetachat of Klal Yisrael. So we have a vart on Perek Tezvav and on Perek Tezayin from Rav Druk. Let me share with you a third vart on the Kol HaMachalash Asanti B'Mitzrayim Le'osam Alecha K'Eni Hashem Reifecha. That promise to Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael will be well taken care of by the Bairi Aymam K'Eni Hashem Reifecha. Many Mepharshim ask that it says in the beginning of the pasuk, "Kol amachalosh santi b'Mitzrayim, lo yosim alecha," that the diseases that Mitzrayim had will not befall Klal Yisrael. Ki ani Hashem rafecha, because I am Hashem who heals you. But first of all, why do you need to be healed if you have no machla in the first place? And second of all, what's the key? Because I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who heals you, that's the reason that there's no machla. The plus, it doesn't seem to make sense. Rav Druk Kedarkai prefaced his teretz by talking about an incident. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was in the hospital with some malady, and he expressed himself to the doctor, the secular doctor there, in Hebrew, using the word yisurim for the pain he was feeling. He said he has yisurim. And the doctor asked him, what is yisurim? Yisurim is not a Hebrew, a modern Hebrew word. So he answered, Kevim, I have pain. Afterwards, Rosham Zalman thought about it. Why is it that in Rabbinic Hebrew, Klal Yisrael gave a name Yisurim to pain? And he realized, because when a Yid has pain, he tells himself, Ki kasha yaser ishes benai, ken Hashem alakecham yasrecha. Then when a Kodesh Baruch Hu causes pain, or causes a person to have pain, it's for a purposeful reason. Kasha yaser ishes benai, just like a man has to sometimes punish his child. So he realizes that it's for a purpose. And that's why the name Yisurin is given by Yidden to some sort of a tzar. Mitzrayim got patched for the Shem patch. They got punished for the sake of punishment. That, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he won't give Klal Yisrael. Sometimes Klal Yisrael does suffer. Sometimes Jews, like Elenu, do suffer from ailments, from tsar, from discomforts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when I, the Rabbeinu Shleimon, give you some sort of a disease, or some sort of a patch, it's not a shame patch, it's not just an einish, not just a punishment. When the Rabbeinu Shalom gives it, then that is something that is being done for a refuah, to help heal something. So the key fits well. Kol ha-machal ha-shanti Mitzrayim lo yosem alecha. Why? Ki ani Hashem reithecha. Because when I call HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused a difficulty to you, it is reithecha as a refuah. Three beautiful verklach from Rav Druk on the parasha. I'd like to share a quick thought, an incredible chiddush from the Samer Rebbe at the end of the parasha. After the Ma'isa Amalek. After the Ma'isa Amalek, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to write what had happened. And he was told, Simba Ozne Yeshua. Simba Ozne Yeshua. Put it in the ears of Yeshua. The Samer Rebbe brings from a Makar Tadmon, an incredible chiddush, that the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu everything about Amalek, including the story of Purim. Even though it didn't happen yet, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to Simba Ozne Yeshua. The expression put it in his ears means say it as a secret. Put it as a secret in the ears of Yeshua. Only Yeshua knew beforehand the story of Purim. And Moshe was Moshe, the Torah gave over the Torah to Yeshua. Yeshua was a king, it was king of the Nevi'im, etc. It passed through the generations. And it came to Mordechai. Mordechai knew the Purim story before it happened. Well, Mordechai yoda es kol ha-shenasa. It was a secret. Mordechai made sure that Klal Yisrael would do tshuva based on what happened, which was the whole purpose. The Simba Ozne Yeshua, incredible, incredible word, that says that Mordechai knew what happened before it happened. I'm going to leave you with a kasha, someone asked me, for which I don't know an answer, just a pshat kasha. Maybe they're drush, but just pshat. The kasha begins with Noham Elikim, Derech Eretz Pelishtin Kikarefu. It says in the Chumash, why did Hashem not lead Klal Yisrael straight up the coast into Eretz Yisrael? Kikarefu, he said, Klal Yisrael is not ready to see battles, and therefore took also the Midbar. This seems to be an incorrect reason. Moshe Rabbeinu was already told at the Sneh that Klal Yisrael would get the Torah at Har Sinai. And he was told the Farish that the Torah would be given by Har Hazeh in this place. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the Torah would be given there. Klal Yisrael had to go into Midbar Sinai, to Har Sinai, to receive the Torah. Certainly they weren't going to conquer Eretz Yisrael and then get the Torah. And therefore, it seems to be a difficulty. Why? Even without that reason, they had to go through the Midbar to Har Sinai. There seems to be a stark akasha. I'm sure there's an answer, and I trust somebody will find it. Have a great, wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov.